Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Gary Murphy about the Washington Concert Association's upcoming concerts this season.
The Concert Association has coming up next Monday, which is just around the corner. They have a group called the Abrams Brothers. These two brothers are from Canada. They're coming down. They do a variety of things. They combine the music of their roots with their own sound. And it's a combination of bluegrass, country, and folk rock. And the brothers are fourth-generation musicians, and they can also play several instruments, too, including the guitar, violin, and the bass. So it should be very interesting. That's this next Monday night. It's 7:30 at the Community Center. Now, there are several other shows coming up. The next one will be the Red Cedar Chamber Music, which is on Sunday, October 27th, and it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I should point out our association, when we bring in artists, we also feed them. We get together and we have a sort of potluck. We go to different homes, and this is very unique because we've had people say they've never had anything like this happen before. So we try to give them a choice if they want to come and eat before they perform or afterwards. And it's kind of nice when they go before, because afterwards it makes it pretty late before you get everything put away and that type of thing. Well, back to the Red Cedar Chamber Music. This couple happens to be Janice, that plays the flute, happens to be my sister-in-law, and her husband, John. They make up the Red Cedar Chamber Music, but also now they're doing something a little bit different because they have Mike Zaws, a local historian, and they'll be playing music regarding the Civil War, and he will narrate from diaries of the Civil War. And I think that should be a real good one, and it'd be great for kids to come to this sort of thing too. We have, let me tell you a little bit about the prices, because I think it's unbelievable. $35 for 8 concert. That's $35 total. So you break that down, it comes to about $4.38 a concert. Students can get in for nothing. We hope to get young people started so they too will start coming to these events and be able to enjoy a little of the culture here in Washington that we have to offer. And there is a variety. For instance, if you come to the concert series You Belong Here in Washington, you can also go to Fairfield and show them your ticket, and Mount Pleasant, and all that will be, reciprocal. So, I want to point out one big one that's coming. No, there are several big ones, but on March 6th, we're going to have the Iowa State Statesman Chorus. And they've been here several years ago. There's about 100 of them, I believe, in that. And they're quite a group. So, be a couple busloads coming down, and they sing popular music, a little bit of everything. And they always close with the rousing Iowa State songs. So, for you Iowa people, tough, but you will enjoy it anyhow. So come and visit us on that day. And as it says, Hawkeye fans, you may come too.
And does the association try to balance out kind of local Iowa talent with talent from elsewhere?
You know, that's a great question, because the concert thing this year, we have some that are more local and some that we order through association. Now, the Red Cedar Chamber, because they're out of Cedar Rapids, that's more or less brought in locally. The Iowa State Statesman, the same thing. And then in April, we're having a high school choral societies, and it'll be probably Mid Prairie, Highland, and Washington will all get together, and that'll be quite a deal, too. They'll sing a song or two, and then they'll sing some together. And that will, they're all held at the community exception with exception of one, and that'll be the Iowa State Statesman, and they'll be held at the Methodist Church here in Washington, Iowa. There are a lot of things coming up, and you were asking about if we have a mix between local and others. Yeah, this year they started, and Sunday night we met as a group, and there's a manager comes down that's in charge of all these different shows and programs. We met, and he shows what's available for next season and shows clips of them and everything else. And of course, we have to go over and look how much it's going to cost, because we're not talking about $100 or $200. We're talking about, I get up to $6,000 some of them do. So, you know, it's really important that we're able to get people to come and take part in this concert, even if you don't make them all. And you can give your ticket to somebody else. It's not like you're bond to it.
And do you feel this kind of enriches the society or the culture here in Washington?
Well, I think it does, yes. Now I know shows over the years that say, oh, I hated that show. Well, yeah. And I might think it was the greatest thing we saw. So we try to look that way, too. I think for next year, I think we're looking at a cello player and a sextet and a couple that we'd be performing all types of music. So we're trying to get a cross-section as much as we can. And, like I say, we want to get local talent, so we want to save money for that, too.
Great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about the Concert Association?
Well, if they have any questions, I talked about the $35. I think it's $75 for a family to join. And if you want more information, Louise Frakes, I'll give you a number, at 319-694-3078 would be available to answer questions, thing, and Leanne Messinger at 815-931-2669, and you can call me at 653-5139. But there'll be tickets available at the door every time we do. But if people want to get their money's worth, they might want to purchase them next Monday at the community center.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Gary Murphy of the Washington Concert Association about their upcoming concert season. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.